Hey guys, it's been a while since I've done a ramble, so I hope that you've all been good. I'm still not feeling all the way back to normal, but I'm feeling well enough to get back into a regular upload schedule and everything. So yeah, thank you so much for all of your get well soon wishes and stuff on that post I made a week or two ago. You guys are so nice. Every time I think that you couldn't be nicer, I'm blown away by how nice you guys are. So thank you so much. Yeah, it's been a pretty relaxing last few weeks. It's been raining a lot lately, so I've mostly just been staying in. It was sunny a couple days ago, so I tried to go out and seize the day. I went downtown and I walked around these little shops and boutiques, and that was really fun. It felt good to get some sunshine. I'm not used to going long periods of time without sunshine. A couple years ago, fun fact, I don't know if I've talked about this before, but I really, really wanted to move to Washington, and so badly that I was actually looking at apartments there and stuff. And I went there to check out an apartment that I'd been looking at. And it was so cold and windy. And like the coward that I am, I decided it was too cold for me, and I did not end up moving to Washington. But I wonder what would have happened if I did. It's one of those situations where you look back on your life and you're like, I wonder what things would be like right now if I'd done that instead. But, yeah, I feel pretty good about my decision because I do not think that I would function well in constantly rainy, freezing weather. Also, I don't know if it would be hard to record if it was constantly raining. But then again, I use rain sound effects in my audios all the time. So maybe it would make things easier. I don't know. I recorded my beach vacation audio while it was pouring rain. And so when I was editing it, all I could focus on was just all the rain in the background. And I wasn't sure if I would need to re-record it, but thankfully, in that audio, I used so many sound effects, so you can't hear the rain, so it worked out well. My audio sounds so awkward to me when there's no background sound. Like, if you take an audio where there's a lot of ambiance and things happening in the background, or like I'm holding things and I'm moving around, those sound so much better to me than just an audio where nothing is really happening in the background. I don't know if anyone else feels that way. But have any of you seen those like videos on YouTube where people take a TV show that has a laugh track, like, I don't know, Friends or something, or a Disney Channel show, and they remove the laugh tracks, and then it just sounds so awkward. That is how I feel when I'm editing an audio and I haven't put in the sound effects yet. It just sounds so awkward. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, I've been staying in a lot. I've been reading. I've been taking a lot of bubble baths, which has been really, really relaxing. I highly recommend it. I've been watching a lot of movies. I've seen so many movies lately. I've seen more movies in the past month than I think I saw in 2023, which is insane. I started making a list of all the movies that I'd been watching. Should I pull it up? I'm gonna pull it up. Okay, so I saw Anyone But You. That's a rom-com that came out in the theater. I saw Taken for the first time, actually. Great Liam Neeson action movie. Very classic, very iconic. I saw I, Tonya, which is about Tonya Harding, the ice skater. I saw Uptown Girls. I saw, oh my gosh, okay, I saw this movie called called May December. I don't know how many of you have heard of it. It recently came out on Netflix. And when I looked it up, it said that it was a romance comedy. That is so false. It was the most depressing movie I've ever seen. There was not an ounce of romance, nor an ounce of comedy. It was so sad and disturbing and just like very unsettling. I hated it. I hated it so bad. I hated it so much to the point that if you look at all the movies that I saw after that on my list, they're all they're all like Pixar Pixar Disney movies. Cars, Luca, Toy Story 2, Toy Story 3, Toy Story 4, Aladdin. It just like I was so disturbed by this movie that I had to cleanse my mind by watching all of these happy, colorful children's movies. That's how traumatized But yeah. And then, oh yeah, and then I also saw Tangled. That was in my Discord server the other day. We watched Tangled, and that was so fun. I stayed up till 4 in the morning last week in my Discord server. Bad idea. Do not do that. I mean, actually, it was a lot of fun, so I don't regret it. However, it was a bad idea because I faced the consequences the next day. I felt like garbage. I only got like 3 hours of sleep that night. And I'm not used to that. I kind of forgot how to function the next day. It was really weird. I did not feel well. I had like nausea, and I was shaking a lot. It was very strange. But I'm okay now. So, yeah. But I do want to try to go to bed early tonight because I have kind of been staying up late lately. But I think I'm gonna try to get this ramble posted first before I go to sleep. I remember one time, I stayed up really late. I recorded a ramble. This was a long time ago, but I recorded a ramble. And then I was editing it and putting like instrumental piano music in the background. And I fell asleep while editing it. And then I woke up and I was just like very, you know, I was half asleep. I posted it. And then I woke up the next morning and realized that I had left like a full minute of just instrumental piano music at the end of the audio. Like I had finished talking, but the music just kept going for like a full minute. And then I had to edit that out the next morning. Yeah, I haven't done that in a while. Added instrumental music to the background. Maybe I'll do that again. Speaking of soft instrumental music, some of you might find this interesting. I don't know. I've been doing this thing called, it's called sound therapy, but basically what it is, you listen to music. So, like, for me, it's soft, like classical music. But It has these specific sound frequencies in the music, like, or I guess overlaid over the music, that help regulate the nervous system and stimulate the vagus nerve. So, yeah, just that's very interesting. I didn't know that that was a thing, so it's been pretty cool. So yeah, every night I put on my headphones and I just sit there and listen to classical music for like 5 or 10 minutes. But yeah. Anyway, I'm gonna tell you about the book that I'm reading, because I don't know what else to talk about. I'm reading this book called Five Survive, and as you can probably tell from the title, it's a thriller, and it's about this group of teenagers who are going on a road trip, and they're in like an RV, and the RV breaks down on the side of the road in like the middle of nowhere, and then the tires get shot out, and so they're stranded there because there's someone in the woods shooting at them. So yeah, it's this suspense novel, and it's called Five Survive, and there are 6 characters in the RV, so you go into it knowing that someone is going to die, and I don't know who it's going to be, so yeah, that's exciting. I have a feeling that it's going to be the main character. I just have a gut feeling. I feel like she's going to sacrifice herself or something. We'll see. I'll keep you guys posted. Also, side note, this is really random. I got these little, like, frozen cookie dough bites from the store. And they're so good. I had one tonight for dessert. They're so good. I think cookie dough is better than cookies. Also, I think, like, brownie batter is better than brownies. Cake batter is better than cake. I just feel like everything tastes better, unbaked, I guess. I guess that's not true always, but in these instances, I prefer the batter or the dough. Unless, of course, you get food poisoning from it on your birthday. That happened to me last year. I think that might be the only time I've gotten food poisoning. Actually, no, because I think I got food poisoning when I was like 10 from a croissant that I got at a donut shop. That was really bad. Speaking of food poisoning, a few days ago, I had food delivered. And as the delivery woman was walking away from me, she said something like, "Oh, and don't worry, I didn't something, something." Like, she whispered the end, and so I couldn't hear what she said, but it sounded like she said something to the effect of, like, "Oh, and don't worry, I didn't poison it," or like, "Oh, and don't worry, I didn't eat it," or something like that. And, but I didn't know exactly what she said. And so I felt so paranoid that she had poisoned me, and so I just sat there staring at the sandwich for like 10 minutes, and then I decided that I was being ridiculous, and I ate it, and it was not poisoned, so yeah, all's well that ends well. But part of the reason I was so paranoid is because I had just read this news story about this woman who went to a fortune teller, and the fortune teller told her that she was gonna die the next day, and then the fortune teller gave her a piece of candy as she was leaving, and then the woman died from the candy the next day, like the candy had been poisoned. Anyway, that's all that was running through my mind when I got the food delivered and she said that. Yeah. Better safe than sorry, right? I don't know. Okay, anyway, wow, I've been talking for a while, so I guess I'm gonna go. Thank you for listening, and I love you guys so much, and I hope that you've all been well. I'm sending you lots of love. Mwah.